Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. History of the Cemetery of Jannat al-Baqi. On 8 Shawwal, Wednesday, in the year 1345 AH, Muslims in Jannat al-Baqi, Medina, were demolished by King Ibn Sa'd. In the same year, he also demolished the tombs of holy personalities at Jannat al-Mu'alla, where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother, wife, grandfather and other ancestors are buried. Destruction of sacred sites in Hijaz by the Saudi Wahhabis continues even today. The origins of Jannat al-Baqi. Literally, al-Baqi means a tree garden. It is also known as Jannat al-Baqi due to its sanctity, since in it are buried many of our Prophet's relatives and companions. The first companion buried in al-Baqi was Usman ibn Maznoon, who died on the 3rd of Shaban in the 3rd year of Hijrah. The Prophet ordered certain trees to be felled, and in its mid he buried his dear companion, placing two stones over the grave. Over the following years, the Holy Prophet's son Ibrahim, who died in infancy and over whom the Prophet ﷺ wept bitterly, was also buried there. The people of Medina then began to use the site for the burial of their own dead, because the Prophet used to greet those who were buried in al-Baqi by saying, "Peace be upon you, O abode of the faithful. God willing, we should soon join you. O Allah, forgive the fellows of al-Baqi." The site of the burial ground at al-Baqi was gradually extended. Nearly 7,000 companions of the Holy Prophet were buried there, not to mention those of the Ahlul Bayt. This graveyard is not an ordinary one, rather extremely religious and holy site. It's a place that has graves of our four holy imams with whom we have deep emotional, spiritual attachment and look upon them for guidance of both worlds. Imam Hassan ibn Ali, second imam, Imam Ali ibn Hussein, fourth imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali, fifth imam, and Imam Jafar ibn Muhammad, the sixth imam, are all buried there. Among other relatives of the Prophet who were buried at al-Baqi are his aunt Safiya and Atika and his aunt Fatima bint Asad, the mother of our Imam Ali. Thus, al-Baqi became a well-known place of great historic significance to all Muslims. There is another very important place. There is the house attributed to Hazrat Fatima az-Zahra, daughter of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, known as Baitul Azan, the house of grief, because it is the house she used to frequent in order to mourn the death of her father, the chosen one, peace be upon him. Hazrat Fatima az-Zahra salamullahi alaiha used to lament over her father's demise for 6 months continuously till she died. The place where she was lamenting was an attic occupied by her in the graveyard at Jannat al-Baqi. At this place, after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Janab Ummul Baneen, wife of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn alayhi salam, and the mother of Janab Abbas used to lament over Imam Hussein in a heart-rending manner. It was here that the citizens of Medina used to join in the wailings. Hazrat Rubab, wife of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, also frequented this place to cry. Janab Zainab salamullahi alayha and Hazrat Umm Kulsum salamullahi alayha were also among the regular mourners. This place is popularly known as Baitul Huzn. Its original name was Baitul Ehzan, the house of mourning. Over the centuries, al-Baqi remained a sacred site with renovations being carried out as and when needed, till the Wahhabis rose to power in the early 19th century. The Wahhabis desecrated the tombs and demonstrated disrespect to the martyrs and companions of the Holy Prophet buried there. Muslims who disagreed with them were branded as infidels and were subsequently killed. The Wahhabis believed that visiting the graves and the shrines of the prophets, the imams or saints was a form of idolatry and totally un-Islamic. Those who did not conform to their belief were killed and their property was confiscated.
since the first invasion of Iraq until nowadays. In fact, the Wahhabis as well as other rulers of the Gulf states have been carrying out massacres from which no Muslim who disagreed with them was spared. Obviously, the rest of the Islamic world viewed those graves with deep reverence. Had it not been so, the two caliphs, Abu Bakr and Umar, would not have expressed their desire for burial near the grave of the Prophet ﷺ. In 1221, the Wahhabis entered Medina to desecrate Al-Baqi as well as every mosque they came across. An attempt was made even to demolish the Prophet's tomb, but for one reason or another, the idea was abandoned. In subsequent years, Muslims from Iraq, Syria and Egypt were refused entry into Mecca for Hajj. King Al-Saad set a precondition that those who wished to perform the pilgrimage would have to accept Wahhabism or else be branded as non-Muslims, becoming ineligible for entry into the Haram. Al-Baqi was razed to the ground with no sign of any grave or tomb whatsoever. But the Saudis were still not quite satisfied with doing all of that. The king ordered 3 black attendants at the Prophet's shrine to show him where the treasures of valuable gifts were stored. The Wahhabis plundered the treasure for their own use. In 1924 AD, Wahhabis entered Hijaz for a second time and carried out another merciless plunder and massacre. People in streets were killed, houses were razed to the ground, women and children too were not spared. On Ibn Hashim, Sharif of Makkah writes, "Before me, a valley appeared to have been paved with corpses, dried blood staining everywhere all around. There was hardly a tree which didn't have one or two dead bodies near its root." Tombs of Hamza and other martyrs were demolished at Uhud. The Prophet's mosque was bombarded. On protest by Muslims, assurances were given by Ibn Sa'd that it will be restored, but the promise was never fulfilled. A promise was given that Hijaz will have an Islamic multinational government. This was also abandoned. 1925 AD, Jannat al-Mu'alla, the sacred cemetery at Makkah, was destroyed along with the house where the Prophet was born. Since then, this day is a day of mourning for all Muslims. Is it not strange that the Wahhabis find it offensive to have the tombs, shrines and other places of importance preserved while the remains of the Saudi kings are being guarded at the expense of millions of dollars?